back to Hamwash only October 18. Currently sat in my car on the school pickup, so you may hear cars going past and things. Alex would have done the school pickup, but he's currently painting the hallway at home. Well, he's now at the top of the stairs on the landing, and then we have a long corridor down to the back bedroom, which used to be our bedroom, is currently sort of got to there. And yeah, he's been painting for a couple of hours, and I thought, save him having to stop what he's doing and, you know, come and pick Oscar up, because I'm not doing anything. So I thought I'd come and pick him up instead. Plus, I wanted to put some fuel in my car, because I do not want to run out of fuel again like the other day. So yeah, I set out a bit earlier, filled up my car, and then I've come to the school run, and I've got about 10 minutes to sit in the car and wait. This is why I like getting here a bit early, so I can just chill in my car a little bit instead of just rushing straight in. But it's been a good day. I've got my nails done today. Had an appointment at 10 o'clock. I've gone for sort of like an autumnal look. It's like a blush pink, but maybe a bit darker than that. It reminds me a bit of like autumn leaves and things, so yeah, that's nice. Because before I had them black. I mean, I love the black colour, but you know, when you've had them done for so long, it's like you just look forward to having a bit of a change up. So yeah, and I've got like a sort of a green jacket, like a long winter coat on, and it really does go with that colour. I always find I do that when I go and get my nails done, depending on what I'm wearing. I always end up going for that sort of colour. But yeah, so that was good. And then just did a few jobs before. So I was just looking. There's some person. I don't recognise them as a parent, but they're acting a bit strange. Just walking up and like looking in everyone's car as they walk past. So yeah, that's worrying when I've got to get out of the car. But yeah, it's been a productive day. Tidied up the fridge and things, had a tidy up at home. And then I walked up to the post office because Alex needed to post some car parts that he sold on eBay. And obviously, because he was painting, I thought he won't end up doing it. And then it's another day they've not been posted. So I thought I'll have a little wander up and I can have a look in the charity shops whilst I'm there. And I was really pleased. I did say in another podcast, if you've listened, I went into that charity shop and I was looking at jackets and they were like really expensive. I saw a Zara jacket. I mean, it did look new. It looks brand new, but they wanted £20 for it. And it's like an oversized sort of like suit jacket, if that makes sense. But yeah, it's hard to explain, but it's really nice. And yeah, they wanted £20, which I thought it was quite a lot, say it's from a charity shop. Anyway, went in today and I found it on the rail, but it had been put somewhere else, and it was down to £8. But they didn't put it as down, they'd put a whole new label on it, and it was priced at £8. So I got that. I brought it. I'm so chuffed. I thought £8 seems a bit more reasonable than 20. I would not pay £20 for a jacket from a charity shop when they've been given it. It's not like it was a vintage shop or something where you think, you know, you'll pay it. It's, but yeah, £8 is a bit more reasonable, I think. So I brought that, and then I brought a Christmas Santa oven glove. It's from one extreme to another, because I've got like a little Christmas section, and it's brand new, this oven glove. You can see it's never been used, and I thought it'd just be quite nice and quirky and kitsch, and yeah, it'd be nice for Christmas time to use it, maybe just on the Christmas day or maybe December. So I was pleased with that, so I'm going to pop that away ready for December time. And then I popped into a couple of more charity shops and I got a couple of tiny little pictures which are really cute. So I'm going to put them in our bedroom, maybe on the fireplace, which I thought they're quite whimsical pictures, and they've never been opened, so they're really cute. So yeah, all in all, I've had a really good day. And yeah, I'll be glad to pick up Oscar because it's starting to really chuck it down now. And yeah, just get home. I'm going to drive around the long way because traffic is already building up the other way. because those temporary traffic lights are still there, which is really annoying. I've been past every day this week and there's no one working there. There's no workmen. It's just the road's just dug up and it's just been left. No wonder it takes forever to do anything. And I don't know why they haven't just waited to do it when it's the October holiday. I mean, anyway, enough of moaning about traffic. But yeah, looking forward to getting home, having a cup of tea and just chilling out for the evening. So Alex will be leaving for work about 4:30 and then it will just be me and Oscar. So I'm hoping to get him in bed early-ish and then I might have a nice bath and then spend the night in my bedroom watching some YouTube on my laptop, because I like the space. I like to be in there and I never really get a chance when Alex is there. So yeah, I'm going to do that. That's my plan. But yeah, hope everyone has a good evening and I will see you tomorrow for Podtober 19. Bye.